This is terrifying. The President of the United States doesn't seem to know where he's meeting Russian President Vladimir Putin this Friday. Donald Trump, during a disastrous press conference, just called Alaska Russia. And this followed a series of missteps and mistakes that culminated into him announcing that he's federalizing the D.C. City Police, so they're all under his control, while also mobilizing the National Guard into D.C. for the first time in American history. This is unprecedented. This is a blatant power grab. And never have the 4,000 Washington, D.C. police officers been federalized while the National Guard is also coming in. Donald Trump cited the Home Rule Act of 1973 to say that he can shift the power into his hand, but we know that D.C. has local elected leadership and a police force that is accountable to that leadership. So by repealing this, you are undermining any democratic governance that D.C. has, putting it into the palm of Donald Trump and therefore accelerating our decline into fascism. So we have to be calling this out relentlessly. And let's just start with the lies. I want to make sure that we are surgically debunking the lies. Throughout this long, rambling press conference, Donald Trump cites a lot of reasons to why he's mobilizing the National Guard. One of them is medians falling down in the road.
So beautifully, you ride down those roads. Everything should be perfect. You shouldn't have medians falling down into the roadway. Median, you know, the metal things that are always... Somebody had a great lobbyist because...
Dude, he's just throwing stuff to the wall to see what sticks. He ranted and rambled about graffiti being out of control, medians are falling over, and he's using that as a pretext to mobilize the National Guard. Even if we address his crime allegations head on, he's saying that crimes and murders and rapes in D.C. are unstoppable, but over the past year, 26% of crime has decreased. We have seen a 14% drop in homicides. Robberies are down 28%. Assaults with dangerous weapons are down 20%. I mean, we want it to be down even more, but property crimes have decreased. Crimes across the board have decreased year over year over year. So you can debunk this idea that DC is out of control with crime. I mean, I visit there a lot. I'm sure we have people that live in DC. Sure, it has probably the same amount of crime as Chicago. It's probably relative, meaning 99% of the city is completely fine, and there are areas that are a little bit more rough. That's how every single city works. The idea that you need to mobilize the National Guard because of graffiti and falling medians is insane. This article reads, "Trump to deploy National Guard to D.C. and federalize city police." I want to pivot the topic over a little bit to some issues that are super pressing along with this. Trump's authoritarian expansion is, of course, very upsetting, but he's doing this to distract away from a few key issues, and I want to make sure we're seeing the forest and the trees, whatever the quote is. We want to see the whole picture right now. I want to make sure that, first of all, we're talking about the Epstein files, the fact that Donald Trump and his admin have covered that up. We're talking about the cost of living. The cost of living right now is out of control because of Donald Trump's insane policies. I just did a debate with a MAGA TV host. It's the last video on the channel. I urge you, once this video is done, to go watch the last video on the channel. He's also covering up the fact that Putin is rolling his ass, that democracy abroad is being eroded, and he doesn't want you to know. Let's watch this clip of Donald Trump referring to Alaska, you know, the United States state of Alaska, as Russia. Some important context here is that Alaska was sold to the United States by Russia about 150 years ago for $7.2 million. After this was sold for $7.2 million, it became U.S. territory, and Vladimir Putin very intentionally tried to have a meeting here with one condition. Zelensky can't come, and you and I have to talk about land swaps. So he's talking about land swaps in the one territory where we did land swaps with Russia. Let's listen.
See, this is a tragic emergency, and it's embarrassing for me to be up here. You know, I'm going to see Putin. I'm going to Russia on Friday. I don't like being up here talking about how unsafe and how dirty and disgusting this once beautiful capital was.
He just called former Russian territory that was sold to the United States Russia. Then he goes on to deride actual U.S. territory by saying D.C. is dirty and disgusting. Listen, my first time ever going to D.C. was in November for a work trip. Since then, things have progressed so quickly because of this beautiful community that I go back once or twice a month for work trips, and I always tell my friends there in D.C., this is a beautiful place. This is a really beautiful place. I'm always commenting about how DC is clean. It's beautiful. It's like Chicago with less tall buildings for obvious reasons. And yeah, I enjoy it. So the idea that Donald Trump is calling Alaska Russia, then deriding U.S. territory that is not yet a state, that doesn't yet have statehood, is disgusting. The next president needs to fight aggressively against this stuff, needs to make D.C. a state so future Republicans can't continue to deride it. Donald Trump then says he's going to speak with Vladimir Putin. Let's watch this.
The worst thing that's happened, by far the worst that's happened since World War II. So I'm going in to speak to Vladimir Putin. And I'm going to be telling him, you got to end this war. You got to end it. And he wasn't going to mess with me. This war would have never happened. You know, we had a discussion about it one time, and we never had that discussion again.
Because you're weak. And what do you mean this war would have never happened? This war is happening now, on your watch. You said you would end it on day one because everyone's scared of you and you're too strong. But no, you can't end it. You have no power to end it, and that's being revealed on a day-by-day basis. That's actually why you have to try to flex fake power by mobilizing the National Guard, because you don't have the real power of diplomacy to end a war. Joe Biden didn't have to mobilize the National Guard to multiple states against the explicit objection of the governors like Newsom in California. And then, well, D.C. is not a state, but we still mobilize the National Guard. Trump did. Biden didn't have to do that because he actually knew how to use diplomacy to his advantage and use leverage. Donald Trump has to do that because he's weak. He doesn't have any other strategy. He has to do fake flexes like the military parade. Here's a clip in which Donald Trump talks about Zelensky, about them getting along.
And I get along with Zelensky, but, you know, I disagree with what he's done. Very, very severely disagree. This is a war that should have never happened.
What are you talking about? Zelensky didn't do anything. Putin invaded Ukraine before he even knew who Zelensky was back in 2014. This is not Zelensky's war. Zelensky has fought tooth and nail to stop the deaths, to stop the war, and Donald Trump has not helped him. Donald Trump has actually yelled at him in the Oval Office, so for him to gaslight and say now that he gets along with Zelensky, I find it disgusting. We need people punching back against this stuff hardcore because, dude, Zelensky has gotten the short end of the stick time and time again because of Republicans, because of Donald Trump's weakness, and now he's going to say that Zelensky should have never let this war start. It is disgusting rhetoric. This brings me back to Donald Trump making the official announcement that he's invoking Section 430 of the District of Columbia Home Rule.
And worse, this is Liberation Day in D.C.
Actually, psych. What I am going to do is show you that the Epstein files are being urged to be released by every single party. 83% of Republicans want to see the Epstein files, 82% of MAGA Republicans, 90% of Democrats, and 86% of Independents. Do not let Donald Trump's dumb distractions, his dumb authoritarian power grabs, move your attention away from the real issues. That being said, this is an important clip. I'm going to play it.
And worse, this is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back. Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is?
He's doing whatever he can to escalate and try to inflame tension so we can have more distractions away from his failed policies. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you're subscribed to the Atomocracy, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.